So here, this is actually from Thich Nhat Hanh. He just talks a lot about transformation and awakened nature, our own awakened nature, and mind of love. So our own awakened nature means awakened nature, already you have it, but unfortunately we could not find it, or we didn't know that we have awakened nature. But that's why we have been living such a miserable or unhappy life. You know, like the Buddha explains this situation with many metaphors, you know, like some poor person, he thinks he is poor, you know, and that's why, you know, he didn't have enough food or like that, you know, self-esteem. But actually, he has money, you know, in his hidden pocket. But this pocket is hidden, so he himself didn't know it. That's why he thought he just doesn't have money, you know. Then maybe he might commit crimes, you know, something like that. But then finally, some wise person showed his hidden pocket. Okay, open that pocket. Then he found lots of money. Something like that. So, meditation is, maybe we can say it's an opening, first discovering the hidden pocket and opening it. Then you found extremely rich treasure in it. Then you don't have to worry about it. Yes, still we have to live in this world. But until now, you thought you don't have money. But now you realize you are rich. You know? Then the world will look totally different. Okay? Of course, I'm not talking about just money. No? So please find this your own awakened nature. So I have been saying this awakened nature as dimension X. So we usually living in dimension A, and this is it. This is a whole world. We didn't know anything else. But now we are discovering, you are discovering dimension X. And point is, dimension X is not far away. You know, it takes long time, long journey. And you have to do many things. It's not like that. Why? Because already you are living these two dimensions simultaneously. But you didn't know it. But now you are realizing it. Okay, so meditation is not like traveling from A to B. You know, meditation is just discovering something inside you, your own nature. You know, your own awakened nature. Okay? Then, he always says, Thich Nhat Hanh always says, obstruction. You know, Sangha shining light and support me, keeping my practice free of obstruction. Yes, there is very strong obstruction. So, what is obstruction? Some enemy? You know? No. It's you. Your thinking mind. Too much thinking mind is an obstruction. Okay? And because of our too strong non-stop thinking mind, that's why we could not see different dimensions. You know? So, then Buddha gave us many meditation techniques which stop this obstruction. You know? Then your thinking mind is just going on in your head. So usually you are living only in your head. You understand? Then as long as you live in your head, usually your thinking is very negative. Yes, someone said, we should have positive thinking. You know, yes, in some sense it's true, but you know that it's very difficult. Positive thinking very quickly turns into negative thinking. You know? No, we should feel happiness, you know? Doesn't work, you know? Doesn't work. Maybe artificially you try to become happy, but immediately you get lost, you know, like that. So we are not doing such artificial techniques, you know. Just stop obstruction. How? We just get out of our head. And where are we going? We are going to our body, to our body. You know, thinking mind cannot come with you to the body. That's why many too much thinking people complain, I just cannot enter into my body. It's true. Because if they think too much, it means they stay in their head. So they can never enter into their body. Then point is, you cannot enter into your body, or you don't want to enter into your body. Because you know if you enter into your body, you have to get out of your head. So in your head, you are just thinking. Maybe some of you are very good at thinking, you know? Then, by thinking a lot, maybe you get already reward or esteem, you know, like that. Then maybe you don't want to let them go. But this is a fundamental cause of your suffering, you know? So that's why it's better just let it go. But don't worry, you will not lose your thinking mind ability. Opposite, you know? If you are free from your non-stop thinking, then your thinking becomes like your servant, just a tool. You can use this tool when you need it, you know? You know, like a planning, you know, you are planning constantly of something. But your planning becomes a little bit too much, you know, thinking like that, thinking like that, whoa, 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 whoa. Then you get lost. But with your sharp thinking, you can make a plan, just 1 second. That's enough, you know. So, if you can use your thinking mind freely, then your life will be very simple, you know. And you can make travel plan very quickly. So then point is, how to enter into our body? Buddha already gave us many meditation techniques. But one of them is very excellent. It's called Four Elements Meditation. Four elements means earth, water, fire, air. You know? So earth, water is like a soil and water. So if we burn soil, and there's no water, then it becomes like a brick, very hard. So it's in our body, it's like our bone, head bone. Okay? Then we add water, then it becomes soft. So then like our cheek or lips or like very soft. Then we add more liquid. Then it becomes like a liquid. So, like saliva in your mouth, tears, sweat, urine, blood, blood gas, you know, there are many kinds of liquid things in our body. So, our body consists of earth element, water element. You can feel it. Then another element is a fire element, fever. You know, during COVID-19, many people suffered from high fever. But you always we have a fever, you know, and then you can feel it, fire element. Then a wind element, like a wind moves everything, you know. Even ships. So we can move our body because of fire, wind element. But now we are sitting in lotus position, half lotus position. Even though wind element is supporting our body, especially in our lower part. Then you can feel your wind element over there. Okay? So, these four elements are very outstanding in our body. You know? So, first we find these four elements in our body, then as a result, naturally, we can enter into our body. You know? So entering into our body is essential. You know? Then we'll continue. If we are already in our body, then we can keep a little bit distance from our thinking. Only then we can see our thinking from outside. Usually, if you think too much, then you cannot see your thinking because you are in the middle of thinking. It's impossible. You know? You cannot see your emotion because you are in the middle of emotion. But when you are in the body, then you have a distance from your thinking and your emotion, like that. So that's why you can see your thinking and emotion more objectively. You know, we do this after watching four elements. Okay? So, but first, let's prepare our sitting posture, you know? Okay, please sit in half lotus position. And for if you want to continue your practice at home, please prepare always meditation corner, you know, like this kind of question. and maybe flower, you know, and some kind of Buddha's image or like that, you know, Buddha statue, you know. In Kalimpong, there are many Buddhist stores, you know, so maybe you can get just one small Buddha statue or like that, you know. Then we don't need glasses, no, we just get. Okay? Then some accessory or like a tight clothing. Tight clothing is not good, you know. So more relaxed clothing. Okay? Then sway your upper body from left to right, right to left. Okay, then put your left hand on your upper part of your abdomen and cover it with your right hand. Okay? Then from your both hands, something warm is penetrating into your stomach. You feel better. Okay? Then please breathing out, please twist your upper body to the left as much as possible. And breathing in, come back to the front. And please twist your upper body to the right as much as possible. And breathing in, come back to the front. Okay, let's do two more times. Okay, so when we're doing meditation, we have a very like a stiff shoulder, stiff neck, or like that. So we have to relax them. Okay, then your thumbs cover it with other four fingers, and then please put them on your knees. Then just imagine like a turtle. How turtle move their neck, you know? First, breathing in, your chin is touching the chest. Then breathing out, raise your shoulders up. Again, breathing in, your chin is touching your chest. Breathing out, raising your shoulders. Once more, breathing in, breathing out. Okay, then you just then please lean forward 45 degrees. Then come back slowly to make sure that you're standing, your upper body is standing straight forward. Okay, so then let's breathe out deeply. Please breathe out completely. Breathe out all the air in your lungs through your mouth 3 times. Okay, let's do it. Okay, breathing. Do you feel something has already changed in your body? Close your mouth. Then, to make sure your nose and your navel they are on the one line, and then just imagine the direct line between your both ears. And another line between your both shoulders. Two lines are just parallel. You understand? Not twisted. Not like, not unbalanced. Okay? Then your the cushion is supporting your upper body. Then you are following gravity completely. There is no unnatural stress in your upper body. Okay? Then, now we enter into our four elements. Close your eyes and just feel your inside your body, and then please find four elements. Just silently say Ah, water, fire, air. Impari, patati, apo, tejo, vayu. Okay? Let's start. Water, fire, air, wind. Okay, so you feel body consciousness. Body consciousness. And that's why you have you keep distance from your mind, thinking and emotion. So you can see your thinking a little bit objectively. So what is your thinking doing? Thinking is creating a very bad scenario about the future, or something bad is happening. Then, what's happened to your body? Your body reacts to this negative thinking. Especially like the upper part of your abdomen, something uncomfortable is occurring. You can feel it. Then, it's not just a physical reaction, it's actually emotion, anxiety, fear, anger, irritation, misery. Then such a negative emotions gives back to your thinking. And your thinking becomes more active. Thinking becomes more negative. Yeah, it's a very vicious cycle. So you just feel it. This is focusing from blue sky, from dimension X. Okay, so please move your attention, your mindfulness, from your thinking to your body. Lower part of your abdomen, just under your navel. What is going on over there? You're breathing in, breathing out. Then your abdomen is rising, falling. It's synchronizing. Breathing in, breathing out, rising, falling. Please observe. Because so maybe you noticed that inside yourself, inside your body has changed. There's some kind of awareness in you. Before, you are just living in your head, so no awareness in your body. But now, you finally got out of your head, and your awareness is there in your body. Then, already some change. Don't you feel some kind of subtle energy? Subtle energy, tingling feeling, aliveness. While you are living in your head, there's nothing, literally nothing in your body. Once in a while you felt just like a pain or such and such things, but no subtle energy. But now, it seems like a little bit subtle energy. So from now, we feel it in each part of your body, starting from your right hand. Why? Because with your right hand, you have been doing so many things. That's why your right hand is very sensitive. Then your right hand can feel this subtle energy very quickly. But actually, subtle energy does not exist in your physical body. But there is another kind of body, subtle body. You know? So that's why subtle body is not exactly exist in your right hand, but almost same place as the right hand. So please pay attention to your right hand with this kind of understanding. Okay? Then please put your both hands on your knees, but palms up. Now palms is now facing the ceiling. Okay? Then please just feel your subtle energy in your right hand. Your palm, your five fingers, and skin. Yes, subtle feeling is becoming a little bit stronger. Then let's move forearm, elbow, upper part of your arm and shoulder, your right arm. Then left hand, left arm, left shoulder, both hands, both arms. Now you notice your arms are different from other parts of your body, right? OK, Okay, so then let's move to your right foot. Right toe. Sole. Arch. Heel. Ankle. And calf. Shin. And knee, a kneecap, and your right thigh, and hip joint. And left foot, left leg, left hip joint. Then your buttock is supported by the cushion. Then how it is supported? You can feel and you can enter into your buttock. Then with your both legs, it becomes your lower part of your body. So just feel your lower part of your body. Then the bottom of your spine. Okay, yes, spine is an extremely important part of your body. So you are going up in your spine, breathing in, going up from the bottom of your spine, slowly to the head of your, top of your head. Then breathing out, you are going down from the top of your head to the bottom of your spine. Breathing in up, breathing out down. Okay, so hold your upper half of your body, like starting from the bottom of your spine. Please feel breathing in your buttock, waist, your back, shoulders, neck, head, the top of your head. And then breathing out, going down your head, your face, your neck, your chest, upper part of your abdomen, lower part of your abdomen, and the bottom of your spine. Breathing in up, breathing out down. Okay, so now, not each part, but your whole body is filled with subtle energy, so just feel it. Please go deep into your body. Some of you might see some kind of light. It's okay. Don't be afraid of it. But if you cannot see light, it's also okay. Don't worry. Okay, so Dotbu, now you are in a very deep meditative state and slowly come out from that state. Slowly, never hurry up. Okay? Then, slowly, please breathing in, breathing out. Then sway your upper body and twist your body a little bit, and then neck and shoulder a little bit. Then slowly stand up. We are going to do walking meditation, but okay, please keep concentration. Never lose it. Then please put this concentration into your walking meditation. Okay? Okay, so let's do walking meditation 15 minutes like that.